News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Tonight is the much-awaited nationwide culture night. This year also marks 20 years of the event. So what wonders can we expect this evening? Ray Yates, Dublin City Arts Officer, fills us in. Ray, this is a great night, and I do think that it showcases some of the best of, I suppose, Irish arts and culture. Are there, let's start with Dublin. Are there big hitting, kind of big ticket items still open to people going, or would you have had to gotten your, I know everything's free, but some of the events are ticketed. Are there availability, I suppose I'm asking you, for any of the big items tonight still?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think you're going to go anywhere, particularly in the centre city, that you're not going to see something amazing or experience something amazing tonight. One of my favourite nights of the year, where young people in particular get to stay up a bit late, maybe get a slice of pizza and go and see some culture. If you're on Connell Street, there's a wonderful nostalgic idea of Meet Me Under the Clock, which is going to be a tea dance for people, because, of course, everybody used to meet one time under Cleary's clock for dating before there was WhatsApp. So there's going to be a great band there and a great event. Up in Diamond Park, which is just up the road from there on the North City, there's going to be two family film screenings. So just stroll up to the park. They're going to see Song of the Sea, and there's going to be Green Granny's Bingo. Wolfetown Square, which is a great square there. There'll be an event there with the Mugs 24 ukulele band, and Sean Cuddy will take the stage. Sandy Purcell, and even more Green Granny's Bingo. I've never played that, but I think it's probably great. So equally, Meeting House Square is another great outdoor venue in Temple Bar. That Le Boom have said they're going to do a secret gig tonight there, so that's probably going to have a big crowd. But we try to keep the crowd moving through a venue like that, so people often move on and there's more chance to move in. Watch out for the Woodkey Amphitheatre as well, which is behind the civic offices. There'll be a program there for about 4 hours. So the Irish language is a very big tasha on a war amlina, commemorate Elard Gaelga, Ugsbeg Galorodi in Gaelga. So the Woodkey Amphitheatre have the Ballinteer Male Voice Choir, Jessica Hayes and Zach O'Brien, Sharon Mannion from the Comedy Cellar.
So the whole of the city is like, yes, one big theatre, isn't it? Like if you go in, even if you just wander around, you'll be coming across things.
Absolutely. And there are 300 events indoors. So a lot of people have already started going on the website and looking at their little journey that they'll make, you know, because you probably will only get to 5 or 6 things.
Yeah.
And you might say to yourself, will I go across the city to somewhere like the James Joyce Centre and back over to Meeting House Square? It can be a bit of an adventure for you. But get on the website and plan.
Just for people, and I hate to even have to ask you this, but there will be people who are wary of coming into the city centre at night for reasons of fear about security and antisocial behaviour and things like that. Will there be a big guard of presence? Can people safely come in with their kids? And you know, you were saying, like, lots of young people. It's like an outdoor late toy show in a way. You know, the kids get to stay up late.
Sure.
Is there going to be a big guard of presence so that people can feel confident that it's family friendly?
Yeah. The guards are incredibly cooperative on Culture Night, and we have a lot of, you know, our own security at events. But when that amount of people, and almost 100,000 people, take to the streets on Culture Night, the city is reclaimed. So nobody need to have any concerns. It's going to be a safe city, very active, highly organised, and everyone can find something, even locally. Like I'm going out to Opera in the Open at Father Collins Park, out on the city fringe. And we'll be, you know, taking over a part of the park to have local performers and opera. So have no concerns. The centre city, your local park, your local public space is going to be full of culture and very safe.
It sounds literally fantastic. Lastly, with regard to websites, because we didn't even get to go around the country there in a roundup of all the, there's fantastic events, obviously, in towns, villages and cities elsewhere as well. If people want to look up online their own local events, where do they go?
Just go to culturenight.ie. You know, whether it's for a Rusnaroon backstage in Connemara, or, you know, a great musical event in Carlow, there's 34 different organising authorities of Culture Nights. So you're going, it's going to be on your doorstep and it's completely free.
It actually is a bit of a magical night. Look, well done, and thank you for joining us on that this morning. That is Ray Yates, their Dublin City Arts Officer. It is a great night, Shane.
A brilliant night. Really great concept. Great idea. Great fun.
And it is very family friendly. Do you know what I mean? It was about the outdoor late late toy show. People, you do see them with their little kids and holding hands walking around the streets at night.
There'll be a great buzz around Dublin and all the cities and all the towns tonight. It's a great fantastic night. Enjoy it, everyone.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.